Before we dive in, I wanted to let you know that Family TV Uncovered is getting a name update. As of July 2nd, we'll be called Wholesome TV Picks. Nothing else is changing. You'll still get honest, fast recommendations for clean family viewing. Do you have a song that instantly pulls you back to childhood? A song that doesn't just trigger memories, but deep feelings, maybe even tears? For me, that song is My Mother from the Chipmunk Adventure. And today, I'm going to tell you why this forgotten 80s animated film, a movie about singing chipmunks, still brings me to tears and laughter, and why it just might become your child's next favorite film too. Welcome to Family TV Uncovered. I'm Jennifer, and I help busy moms like you find clean, fun, family-friendly entertainment that you can feel good about. And stick around, I've got a giveaway at the end of this episode you won't want to miss. Released in 1987 and based on the hit cartoon, Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Chipmunk Adventure is an animated musical journey featuring Alvin, Simon, and Theodore, and their female counterparts, the Chipettes, Brittany, Jeanette, and Eleanor. On the surface, it's a wild race around the world in hot air balloons with a $100,000 prize at stake. But beneath it lies something richer, an emotional journey, beautiful hand-drawn animation, and a surprisingly touching soundtrack that still lingers in my heart decades later. If you're a fan or admirer of the old school hand-drawn animation, you'll really appreciate this film. This film has beautiful backgrounds, all different places around the world. And I'm just always in awe watching because it's amazing how these artists were able to draw such great facial expressions and every single movement being a new drawing. What the chipmunks don't know is that they're being used as unsuspecting pawns in a diamond smuggling scheme. Don't worry, it's all G-rated. That's another thing I love about this movie. It's back in the day when G-rated meant G-rated. I think a lot of movies aimed at our younger kids today are PG or PG-13. I don't see too many G-rated movies that come out anymore. One of the most interesting things, too, that I noticed recently is that the musical score of the film was composed by Randy Edelman, who did a fantastic job with the music. But that's no surprise because he did the theme song from the TV show MacGyver. If you want to know more about MacGyver, you can check out episode 11, where I go in depth about the TV show MacGyver. But anyways, there's a moment in the film when the Chipettes are given a gift of a baby penguin kidnapped from Antarctica. The baby penguin misses his mommy and daddy, and the song My Mother begins. That's when it hits me every time. The lyrics, "It's hard to remember a summer or winter when she hasn't been there for me." Part of the chorus says, "A friend and companion I can always depend on. My mother, that's who I need." I was 12 when my mom moved out of state. But when you're a little girl, longing for the comfort only a mom can give, distance can feel like a kind of grief. And I remember sitting in my living room watching this scene every single time I watched this movie, and tears would pour down my face. This song gave words to the emotions I didn't know how to share with others and almost embarrassed to share with others because this was a cartoon with chipmunks and here I am crying to this song. Years later, I saw the same impact on my own son. He'd sit cross-legged on the carpet, clutching his sippy cup and a bowl of goldfish, eyes wide with sadness when the penguin missed his mom. And yes, he cried too. A lot, so much so that every time he watched the movie, I had to skip the scene because it was just too much for him. But don't worry, the movie's not all tears, I promise. It's packed with energy, color, and catchy songs. You'll visit countries like Greece, Egypt, and Mexico, and each stop is paired with a fun musical number like The Girls of Rock and Roll and Off to See the World. The lyrics are spot on with each scene, and I'm just in awe with how much talent the writers and lyricists back in the day were able to create these musical masterpieces with the films. I wished I had that kind of talent when I was younger. My daughter used to quote lines in a perfect little Theodore voice too, and to this day, we still joke with her about it as a family. From dance parties in the living room to late night sleepovers with popcorn and soda, The Chipmunk Adventure became more than a movie for us. It was a memory maker. I cherish the memories I have with my children watching this film because they're precious, and that's what I want for you and your family. Enjoy this precious time with our kids while they're kids. And moms, here's the best part. This one is safe. There's no edgy humor, no cringy scenes, just wholesome fun with heart. So where can you stream it? Well, you can't. The Chipmunk Adventure isn't on Netflix, Disney Plus, or anywhere else, but if you happen to find a place, shoot me an email at connect@familytvuncovered.com and let me know so I can update my show notes. It's not like there's video stores anymore to go out and borrow it. I guess you could try your local library and see if they have it at a library, but don't worry, I've got you covered. I'm giving away a brand new copy of the DVD. This is how you enter. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts for Family TV Uncovered. Email me at connect@familytvuncovered.com with your name, a copy of your review, and your mailing address. Once I verify your review is live, you'll be entered to win. I'll ship the DVD straight from Amazon to your door. And if you want some bonus entries, share the podcast with a friend. And if they leave a review as well, you get 2 extra entries. The winner will be announced in next week's episode. The Chipmunk Adventure is more than nostalgia. It's joy, music, and connection in one delightfully drawn little package. I hope you'll give it a try. And if it touches your heart like it did mine, send me a message at familytvuncovered.com. Under the Message Us tab, there's a pink Talk to Us button on the left, so you can actually leave me a voice message with your story. I'd love to hear it. Until next time, thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you next week for a high-energy trip back to a 90s show where 5 teens fight evil with giant robots and martial arts. Any guesses? Have a great rest of your week, take care, and I'll catch you on the next episode.